Australia backed those previous strikes back in June against Iranian nuclear sites. And at the time, experts warned that any Australian involvement could make us a target for retaliation. At the time, the government dodged questions about the use of the surveillance base at Pine Gap. What do we know now?
We know very little. It must be said that the government is very secretive about Pine Gap and other facilities that the US uses in Australia, and there are quite a number of them. Their routine answer to these questions is that they won't speak about surveillance and intelligence operations. I think that's very frustrating for a lot of Australians who would like to know how these facilities that are on Australian land are used. On the broader question of any involvement, Penny Wong was clear yesterday that she wouldn't expect any role for Australia. But I think the government will continue to be asked about facilities like Pine Gap and the role that forces here in Australia, intelligence officials here in Australia, are playing in these operations and whether facilities are being used.
I do just want to pick up on a point you've made there. The government has been questioned about whether Australian troops would join US and Israeli strikes on Iran. The coalition has offered bipartisan support for that. Does that look likely to happen?
No, I'd say it's unlikely. As I say, on Sunday, Penny Wong said that she wouldn't expect that to be the case. And I think if we got to that point, it would be a much bigger question for the government and for the federal parliament more broadly. I don't think that's going to happen. I think the government would be of the view that this isn't a conflict that Australia has a direct role in.
Tom, I certainly know many people, many Australians deeply connected to the region who've had sleepless nights watching what is unfolding in Iran, but also in neighbouring countries. There are travel warnings in place right across the region. What support or assistance is the government providing?
Yeah, it's a pretty dynamic situation. Penny Wong said this morning that there's about 115,000 Australians in the Middle East. The government's looking at what it can do. One of the immediate challenges for people on the ground, including in Iran, but in other countries that are being caught up in this, is airspace being closed. The government has stood up some Department of Foreign Affairs capabilities to provide assistance and for people to register in the event that they need help getting home. I think one possibility is repatriation flights. It's possible that the government could rely on commercial aviation once airspace does open. Richard Miles flagged that this morning. But in similar events in recent years, we have seen chartering of planes to bring Australians back to Australia safely. So I think contingency planning will be going on for that, even if the government does hope that the commercial aviation sector is the answer to these problems, helping people get out of harm's way once bans on travel are lifted.
Tom, thank you so much for your time.
Thanks, Noor. Great to be with you.
That was political editor Tom McElroy. You can find more of Tom's coverage of Australia's response to the US and Israel's bombings of Iran on theguardian.com, and we've linked to his latest piece on the Full Story page. That's it for today. This episode was produced by Karishma Luthria. Sound design and mixing by Joe Coney. The executive producer of Full Story is Hannah Parks. Don't forget, you can subscribe or follow Full Story wherever you listen to podcasts. And please leave us a review. I'm Noor Haider. Thanks for listening.